I'd like to put a couple letters on the overhead projector, and for the record, the ship was in the Flagland base. And the Flagland base of the Church of Scientology now is Clearwater, Florida.
It was Flag base, not Flagland.
So then we would have to assume then that the same that ran the ship is running this ship here.
With regard to the organizational policies that concern this commission and concern the Church of Scientology, which is one of the reasons for this testimony, if we will, after we create a factual record from a legal perspective, that will be arrived at. The policies that run the Church of Scientology, as I believe the evidence will eventually show, as it is beginning to show, are uniform throughout the world, and those policies are followed everywhere.
Counsel, I hate to ask this, but does Mr. Meister know about the specific policy, R-245?
I believe he is aware of R-245. The next exhibit is a letter dated 8-5-71 from Flag, and it's addressed to Susan's mother in Greeley, Colorado, and it reads, "Do you recall talking to me about World War II, or World War III, and where it would start if it were to start? Father and most everyone else maintain that it would start in either China or Russia versus U.S., and you said, oh no, it would originate in Germany, that the Nazis hadn't given up yet. Well, babe, you were right. There is a new Nazi resurgence taking place in Germany. So now it's a race between the good guys and the white hats, Scientologists, in the Leipzig death camps, parenthesis Nazis, the bad guys and the black hats. We'll win, of course, but the game is exciting. Truth is stranger than fiction. As Alice in Wonderland says, things get curiouser and curiouser. Get into Scientology now. It's fantastic. Love, Susan."
Counsel, can her father identify that as being her writing? Or
yes.
That is her...
There's no doubt about it.
Is that Exhibit 41?
I might add one thing, because Susan's penmanship usually, she wrote, that was her style of writing, but usually her lettering was spaced very well. You notice the letter here, the writing is big, it's small, it runs together, and this is an indication to me that something just wasn't right with her.
And the next exhibit is a letter dated 12-8-71. From Flag. And it's addressed to Dear Family in Greeley, Colorado. And you would note, I believe the last letter was dated in August, some 4 or 5 months before that. And it says, "Dear family, I just had a session, an auditing session. I feel great, 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 and my life is expanding, expanding, and it's all Scientology. Hurry up, hurry, hurry. Be a friend to yourself. Get into this stuff now. It's more precious than gold. It's the best thing that's ever, 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 ever come along. Love, Susan."
She was found dead when?
May, June 25th. That one of the letters I saw had a 12-5-71 date on it. Could that be instead 5-12-71, June 12, 1971, a few days?
What she was doing then was going into a military-type dating. Her first letters, you know, before she got into this, onto this ship and so forth, things suddenly started to take on a military character, like it would be 15
right.
June 71.
So, in other words, that letter that you saw on the screen was 2 weeks before her reported death date.
This last one?
Yes.
No, this last one here was dated, that's April, the, no, let's see, this, the one in which she's really not coherent. In my judgment, here was dated, yeah, that was May the 12th, 1971. She hits a 12-5-71, which actually would be May the 12th.
I made 12-8. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But it starts, everything starts to take on the military character. So then she comes,
3 days later.
Okay, then what happens when the Marin, Reverend Marin came to our home in Greeley and left so many unanswered questions, the only thing he left with us was his address in Los Angeles at the headquarters of the Church of Scientology. And in that, shortly after that, I received a letter signed by a Reverend Thomas from the Church of Scientology. And they were, he says here, first may I express my sincere condolences for your bereavement in what must be a shocking and tragic loss. I had expressed to Arthur Marin my desire that my daughter's body would be returned to the United States. Under no condition would I allow my daughter to be buried on foreign soil, and especially in Morocco. So this being a real demand of mine, then I get this letter when he gets back. This date is 7th of July, 1971. May I first express my deep and sincere condolences for your bereavement in what must be a shocking and tragic loss. For myself as well as the church, may I express the hope that the spirit of your daughter may be yet find tranquility that it has so restlessly sought. The purpose of Reverend Marin's visit was an expression of the solicitude of it that any church might feel upon the loss of a parishioner. Reverend Marin acted as an emissary for the church, and at the request of Captain Starkey, was entrusted with easing the distress to you and your family on what might otherwise been a belated and perhaps abruptly impersonal notification by officialdom. As you requested to meet Reverend Marin for additional information, I fully understand your concern. Official details relative to the tragedy, I'm sure, will be contained in the duly recorded testimonies supplied in the inquest, as well as the coroner's report and the death certificate, which I am informed is presently en route to you. These documents will undoubtedly contain the detailed information which you as a relative of the deceased should expect to receive regarding the circumstances of the death. I'm sure that you understand that the ship's company, an independent Panamanian agency, is under no obligation to the Church of Scientology of California to provide information that it might deem goes beyond the scope of a reasonable inquiry by bereaved parents. In addition to the details Reverend Marin has already communicated to you, a precis of which is attached, further details as to the church activity and doctrine can be found in the literature book, in the Book of Ceremonies, which is included. They sent me a copy of the Book of Ceremonies. As to the shipment of the remains, the ship's captain has indicated that should you wish a local Christian burial with monument, such will be arranged in a Christian cemetery in Morocco at company expense. Now, if the remains are to be shipped to the United States, which I understand is your desire, the company regrettably is not in a position to bear the considerable costs involved. And please call me further should you have any need for the services of good offices of the church. And this is signed by River Driver Thomas.
Did you ever get the body back?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, Your Honor. And how I did was going to Morocco, and after this battle over there, then is when the real war started. It was a tug of war between me and the Church of Scientology. Then several little harassing things started to happen. Like letters coming,
Was a regular autopsy ever performed on your daughter that you could trust?
No, sir, it wasn't. The reason...
Just removed her brain in Morocco and her organs, and that's the autopsy?
Yeah, that was the autopsy, yes, but there was never like
an official
report or signed by a doctor or anything, or pathologist or anything like that. Nothing.
Is that standard procedure in Morocco?
No. There is no procedure in Morocco.
Okay.
And the death certificate, this is it, which is actually a worthless document. It shows no sign, no cause of death. And what you have to do is just go on their word, and really what happened, the only thing that we could go by, any explanation, came in the letters from the Church of Scientology. We never did receive anything from the Moroccan government. I was told again that if I intended to pursue it, I'd have to engage a Moroccan attorney and go to Marrakesh to get the facts, you know, which nothing would happen. But anyway, what happened, this tug of war between me and the Church of Scientology and the Moroccan government in getting Susan's body back to Greeley, Colorado for the Christian burial that I thought it deserved, and then I didn't have any idea what happened to her body, but I later learned that she had been buried in a Moroccan cemetery in Casablanca in a burlap sack.
Mm.
I became so insistent on this that they finally dug up her body, and a local mortician in Casablanca, what they have to do, there's a procedure they have to do in shipping bodies out of Morocco and into the United States, and I think those procedures are more demanded by the United States government. They have to place the body in an airtight container. In this case, it was a tin container and it was soldered shut, and then they put it in a wooden coffin after that. And in that condition, it was transported to the United States. Okay, 10 days prior to this, and we knew that Susan's body was coming. Here comes a letter to the Well County Health Department, Greeley, Colorado. Sirs, recently, this reporter has disclosed to him some rather alarming news. I once had to cover a story in a small town such as Greeley, which had rather primitive but nevertheless adequate health facilities. They choose to ignore a cholera warning from the World Health Organization, and believe me, the results are not pleasant. There has been a cholera epidemic in Morocco, and everyone leaving the country is required to have a cholera shot before leaving, and there is a public health campaign to get all citizens vaccinated. However, there is a shortage of vaccines. There have been a reported 200 to 300 deaths, and it's been brought to my attention that the daughter of one George Meister died in Morocco either by accident or from cholera, probably the latter. Meister either already has or is in the process of bringing back the body to Greeley. And an epidemiologist, I don't know how to pronounce the word.
Epidemiologist.
Okay, an epidemiologist that I have talked to concerning this said that this was pure insanity and that he knew of one exact such case that caused an outbreak of cholera. And I urge you to handle this health threat to all Greeley citizens. Everybody could be affected by this, and we cannot be complacent with such a danger. My informant believes the funeral home where the body is shipped is to be called Macy's in Greeley. Please act quickly, as lives could very well hang in the balance. I'm sending copies of this letter to most health officials in the entire state of Colorado. My attorney has advised me not to reveal my name due to possible legal hazards, but if necessary, I will do so to the press for my children to live here, and I have seen a cholera epidemic. Very sincerely, a citizen.
Who was that letter sent to?
Beg your pardon?
Who was that letter sent to?
Well, the County Health Department.
The County Health Department. Was it also sent to the press?
No, it wasn't. The woman who is in the County Health Department knew of Susan's death, and actually Susan had worked, this is in conjunction with Weld County General Hospital. And she had known Susan before Susan got involved in Scientology. And she knew of the fact that Susan's body was coming to Greeley, and she called me and said, here's a letter, she said, that makes me sick.
Mr. Meister, what was the date on that letter?
This letter is dated August the 19th, 1971.
Where did it originate from?
Nobody knows. I've received all kinds of anonymous letters like this.
No. I'm postmarked on the
letter. It was postmarked Greeley. It was mailed in Greeley.
Okay. That is going to be marked as an exhibit. There is a policy of a church called third partying, which will be brought up at a later time. And I believe that's all. The letter from Mr. Thomas, dated 7 July 1971, will be the next exhibit. And that letter, dated August 19th, 1971, will be the exhibit after that. And I believe that's all the direct testimony of Mr.
Meister. Yeah, there's just one thing I wanted to add to that. This has been very hard for me to do what it is. It's, 10 years ago I couldn't have done this. I couldn't work. I couldn't function for a year. But it's, I'm hopeful that this is going to help somebody. But what I wanted to say is when we did go to Morocco and Jack Galbraith and I were there and we went on board the ship, I took 30 rolls of film and coming back in the car, we got back to Casablanca and my camera was there, the film was gone, the film was stolen. When I went aboard the ship, I went over there with the express idea of seeing Lafayette Ronald Hubbard. I knew nothing about the Church of Scientology. I knew nothing about what their doctrine was. I didn't know anything about how they operated. But I did know that my daughter was dead, and I wanted to talk to Lafayette Ronald Hubbard as one father to another because he had a daughter, Diana, who was approximately the same age as my daughter. And I felt that under any circumstance like that, one father would be glad to talk to the other. He refused to see me.
He refused to see you? Did he know you were...
Yes, he was on the ship. We were allowed to go into the fantail of the ship and look around. They said, this is where Susan slept. And then they said, this is where she died. And there was a little cabin there, you know, it was near the pilot house. And it appeared like this would be a place where somebody who was off watch, you know, might catch a few winks prior to going on watch against something. But this was the cabin where they supposedly found her body. Now, the way Susan is dressed here, this is exactly the dress she had on when she was laying there in death. And this dress was the dress her mother made for her before she left. And in effect, in my judgment, this is a Class A uniform. In the United States Army, when a general court-martial convenes, you must wear a Class A uniform along with all your ribbons. And the sentence of the court-martial is carried out, and they either shoot you or hang you or take the ribbons off. I found her, in my judgment, in a Class A uniform. You may draw your own conclusions. I know what I think.
I better say for the record that, well, first of all, I want to thank you for telling this very, very tragic story. Of course, it is not the function of this commission to determine the facts of your daughter's death. However, we accept this evidence as helpful in shedding some light on the history of the Flag organization. The stories keep getting more bizarre and more bizarre as each witness comes before us. I really don't have any questions for you either, sir, at this point. I frankly don't know what to ask. I just know that they certainly don't seem to I don't know of any organization. I don't know how they could act that way. Acting, frankly, from what you tell me, they're acting more like animals than human beings. And the way they disregard your daughter's body is just tragic. I have no questions.